Well, it's official. You can get ready to say goodbye to TikTok because it has been banned.
No.
Oh, no. Yes.
Is there
I know.
Anything worse?
No.
Sad day for you guys. I know. I'm actually kind of sad, too. But I mean, what's going to happen is that another company will come in and buy it.
Right.
But there's going to be changes, and that's fine. I'm okay with it. With the changes, I mean, we're going to adapt. We don't have a choice.
I guess the change is that China won't have access to our stuff, but our just the U.S. government will.
Let's hope
yeah.
so.
just
yes.
our government
much
will.
Much more trustworthy.
Yes.
But that's been going on forever and ever. And my
the
favorite,
devil we know.
Well, my favorite is when people say, I'm off the grid.
No one
I'm
is.
I'm like, no, you're not. Do you have an address?
Right.
Because you're not.
If you're telling people and they hear you saying you're off the grid, you're not off the grid.
You're not yeah. off the grid. Yeah. Trust me, you're not. Your info is out there. And look, I do respect that I have some friends, too, personally, who are like, we do not want to put pictures of our children on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And schools are great because they'll have you sign the releases and they'll say whether your kids are on the internet or not, you know. And I do respect that. But it's like hard for me to believe that really none of us are on the internet. I just don't know how you.
It's nearly impossible.
Yes. I don't know how you get through.
If you, yeah like you said, if you have an address and you just go to Spokio or any of these different websites or Zillow or whatever.
You're on the internet.
You're on the internet.
So like, sorry, Jason.
Go ahead.
I'll say like the old country people who like will post on Facebook. I do not give Facebook consent to use my picture.
Yeah, that's the best.
That's always
totally
old people.
Off the grid.
I hate to bring it to you, but
I hereby tell Facebook that they cannot have my information. It's like, yeah, okay,
yeah.
I'm sure they're dying for your information.
Well, and by copying and pasting that,
right.
You've just given them access.
Yeah, exactly. You're more on the grid than anyone because you're. Yeah.
So did TikTok? You said ban though. Like it did it? The rules have to change. Is that like something that passed?
Yes, and it will be banned within a certain number of days.
Like 180 days.
Oh, you say banned from downloads if you already have it though.
Oh, that I don't know.
My understanding is it's the Chinese company has to sell in America because I guess they have different versions of it, and so the version in America cannot be owned by the Chinese government.
If they don't sell, is it just from what I thought I heard? Is if you have it already, but if you didn't have it downloaded, you won't have access to download it.
I don't know. That's not really a ban because I mean they have.
Well,
but maybe you're right.
You're
maybe
banned
you're right.
From Facebook's banned from because there was a state that already passed a ban, and it I don't know if it fully passed or not. Was it Mississippi or something like that? And like if you have it, you already have it, but it's not going to be available for download.
Yeah, I don't know. I do know some states banned it, but it's only on government phones.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then tablets and stuff.
This is saying that this measure gives Beijing-based parent company ByteDance 9 months to sell the company with
that,
a possible...
That's who owns TikTok?
What?
Yes.
This company owns TikTok?
Owns TikTok, yeah. To sell TikTok with a possible additional 3 months if a sale is in progress. If it doesn't, TikTok will be banned. As far as downloading, I think you can until something goes
no,
through.
No, I'm saying you can't. Yeah, now you can. But
right.
Once it's banned, I think if you have it, you have it, but you just can't download it.
Right.
They're banned from releasing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to get in trouble for having it.
No. And it's not going to magically disappear from your phone. It's not going to magically lock or sign you out. It's that. Yeah.
I'm a little confused by that because if they don't sell it and it's banned, but everyone can still use it. That's not a ban.
Well, because you can't download it. If you get, you know what I'm saying? There's no available download.
Just banning it from downloads.
Well, somebody's going to buy it, so we don't have to worry about the nitty gritty. Somebody, they're probably lined up. There's some guy from Shark Tank that said 3 months ago that he would buy it right away, that Kevin O'Leary said, I'll buy it.
And they're trying to take, apparently, TikTok in a different direction anyways. They're trying to make it now more of a shopping platform.
Yes.
Total shopping platform than it.
I can see that.
The other direction.
Is it just to rival Amazon?
I don't know.
And Temu,
probably.
They
see
and
some kind of big potential there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because my daughter came home one day. She's like, Dad, can I get $10? I need to buy something from TikTok. I'm like, buy what? She's like, oh, TikTok shop. I'm like,
Yeah.
It's everywhere you go.
I guess it's no different from all the things I buy off Amazon from all the influencers that I buy
or
I follow.
Right.
I feel like half my For You page is just an ad for some type of product. Yeah.
And man, I'm a sucker. I see one influencer wearing an outfit. I'm like, I will have that.
Yeah.
And then they get all the credit.
Yeah.
You see stuff you just don't need.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
I think last year they had like these inflatable like seats. They look like balloon. I mean, like you just hit a button and go. You just take them with you.
Oh,
and then I was like, I'm going to buy that, and then I changed my mind. But I have no need for that.
Cool.
I'm not going to be out camping. It's like
well,
for like people go out camping.
Lot.
I do sit a lot. Yeah.
This is the perfect example of how all of our accounts are tailored towards us. Because not one time have I received an ad for an inflatable seat.
Oh, right. It was so cool looking, too. And it was like a...
algorithm's like, this guy sits a lot. He doesn't want to move.
It was basically an outdoor couch. It was like amazing.
Mine's all like, buy these shoes from Walmart and all, you know, all these different things. And yours is like, his butt needs some cushioning.
And I, because of you two... aristocrats, I get all these expensive knives because our phones are listening.
You still get that?
Yes. Aristocrats. The Wusthof stuff.
You're welcome.
My gosh, I don't need this. Katie, if you don't mind sharing, you gasped audibly last week when you found out a family member was on TikTok.
Oh, my dad.
You're like,
He was a recommended follow for me yesterday.
Nice.
Beside yourself.
What is happening right now?
He's not making little videos.
No.
He's viral.
He would love that because he would have something to, you know, like he would, that's how he would manage his time, I think. Is that he would be like, did you see? Because he sends us a lot of stuff, but he said that he created the account because we were sending him, like we said, you could just get on Instagram, all the Instagram videos we send you. And he's like, yeah, but they all come from TikTok. So I'll just create a TikTok account. And then he quickly realized that that was it was not meant for him. And so he now has, we were like, hey, what happened to you getting off of this app? Because he's been trying. He was like, did you know that there's like a form that you have to fill out? And then there's a waiting period where it's not just, he wants it off his phone completely. And so if you just delete it, it's still up in your cloud or you can just re-download it or whatever. He wants it erased. And so that's like a process.
Interesting.
I didn't know that.
Would you say the Instagram reels are becoming more popular?
Those are the ones I prefer.
I hate it. I get addicted to them because they're in the feed. It's not like I'm not going there. That's the problem. If you go to TikTok, you're going there. You're expecting. I'm going to like Facebook or Instagram just to see something, and all of a sudden there's the video. You click the video one time, and it's like it. The next video is right there.
You don't like the videos? You just want to.
It just keeps me wasting time.
I'm just sitting there.
The next thing I'm like, no, I don't want to keep doing this. And I'm like, I'm only gonna do the next 10.
Yeah.
10 more. And I'm like, only if I see something good in the next 10.
Oh, you have to end on a good one. You totally have to end on a good one.
You know, we're so driven by the algorithm now that, like, I purposely now go in, I'm like, all right, I want to see more of this comedian, so I'll type it into TikTok over and over again and watch like five in a row. I'm like, that should do it. That should give me another, that should give me another 50 videos of this guy or this woman. Seriously. Like, I got to see more of this or whatever I'm interested in.
You can control it for sure, but I will say that my... like the one that I go to the most, and I'm sure it's different for you guys, but I go to Instagram and hit reels.
Oh, you do?
Like, yeah, I
do.
Yes, that is what I follow. And they're all the same on TikTok. It's all the same.
They're,
they're
on
all
Facebook
posted.
Too. Like, if you're scrolling on Facebook, those little videos come up, and the first picture is something usually captivating, depending on your interest.
I guess what I'm saying is my go-to for videos. Yeah, like that's what I do.
Oh, okay.
Well, you don't go to YouTube. You don't go to TikTok. You go to Instagram and click reels.
Yes, and I don't watch Facebook videos or
kiss or slap.
No.
You don't?
No.
That's because that's your algorithm, Jason. That's the algorithm.
It's the hot blonde girl that goes up to random people on the street saying, you want to kiss me or slap me?
Does she have big boobs?
Yes.
I see why it popped up for you.
And then usually they turn around and the guy slaps her?
No.
Really?
I gotta show you that. No, I get the ones with a bunch of chocolate lab puppies just following things around. Like last week there was one where chocolate lab puppies, like 11 of them, were just following a mama duck because they didn't know. And it was made my day.
So I heard yesterday that the owners of TikTok are so angry at the United States that they're going to refuse to sell, and they'd rather shut down their U.S. portion than sell it.
Well,
and
I'll be able to talk to Carol more.
Well, well there's that.
But I also heard that if that happens, Elon's going to bring back Vine. Because technically Twitter owns Vine and he'll bring you back Vine.
I did love Vine.
Yeah, Vine was awesome.
Love Vine.
I love Vine.
It's 6 second videos.
Yes.
Yeah. And he can change it. He can make it just more modern. Where it's basically another TikTok.
I don't need more than 6 seconds.
Yeah.
I really don't.
It's true.
Just keep scrolling. Keeps me going.
I think some of our most successful reels recently and for the show have been under 20 seconds.
Yeah, I don't need
We think it's some elaborate thing. Let's do this and that. And it's like, And then we do some stupid short thing.
Tick on
like,
Jared's back.
Yeah, tick on my back. Rolling off a stage. The Love is Blind parodies that we did.
Oh, yeah,
that were maybe 10 to 20 seconds.
Yep.
Our attention spans are crap.